Well, I'll have to stick with this then, which is that there's a very interesting study which has come out of Purdue University. A group of researchers in the UK. It's a group of US researchers, but they've also done some work in the UK. And one of the leaders is Douglas Lasordo. It's very interesting. They've been looking at repairing people's hearts using their own stem cells. And the idea behind this is that if you use your own stem cells, the immune system won't reject the cells when you put them into the body. And they're looking at people who've got very bad heart disease or angina, so pain in the chest when you try and do anything. And they took patients. They took a small group of 24 patients who are 48 to 84 years old who had very severe heart disease. And they gave them a hormone injection with something called G-CSF, which causes stem cells to come out of the bone marrow and into the bloodstream. And they were then able to go to the vein and take a small sample of blood and collect these stem cells. And then they isolated just the stem cells, and then using a very clever technique, a catheter threaded into the heart through a blood vessel, they injected these stem cells into the wall of the heart, into diseased bits of the muscle, and then they followed the patients up for 3 to 6 months afterwards. And the patients were divided into two groups. They either had real stem cells or they just got a placebo, some salt water injected. And what they found was that when they had the patients who got the real stem cells, their cardiac function, what they could do, what they were able to achieve, went up enormously. They went from being barely able to get out of a chair to being able to manage flights of stairs. So they're very encouraged, and they think what these stem cells are doing is releasing small amounts of growth factors into the wall of the heart, and this is encouraging new blood vessels to form, and this boosts the supply of oxygen and blood getting to the muscle, and this means that muscle cells that weren't working very well because they weren't getting very much blood start to work better, and this boosts the ability of the patient to do work.
So it's almost like giving the heart a little bit of extra fuel by getting that extra blood there and extra oxygen there.
It certainly looks like it. Well, let's hope that it works. Anyway, that's just a small trial, but it's certainly a step in the right direction, potentially. Well, it is The Naked Scientists with Chris and Phil, and we have a teaser running this week. What we want to know is, because we now have a nationwide smoking ban right across the UK in public places, how many cigarettes actually get smoked on the average day around the UK, around the world? How many cigarettes get smoked every day all around the world?
And the first answer we've got in so far is Margaret Wilson-Hind from Peterborough, and she says too many. I agree with that one.
You can't argue with that.
Absolutely true.
The Naked Scientists. Supported by the Wellcome Trust.
Nemo here from Steve Hughes, and he says, "Hi all, just wanted to bang off a quick note to let you all know how much pleasure I get from listening to your podcast. I'm a home-based computer programmer. I listen while I'm taking the dog for a walk every lunchtime. I probably make a fairly peculiar sight as I stroll across the meadows, grinning from ear to ear as I learn about colliding galaxies or short-sightedness in Singapore, but not at the same time, presumably. And it's also important to me to see how vastly entertaining I find your program and how bereft I would feel without it. So, well, thanks very much for that, Steve."